with Nikki and DeMello.
Nikki and DeMello. Thanks to the Mandra Forum.
97.3 Coast FM.
It's a very, very
weird world.
Okay, expensive meals. They happen occasionally.
They happen quite often these days, don't they?
Yeah, they can.
Everywhere's expensive.
Well, spare a thought for a cash-strapped student who tried to do a runner from one of London's best restaurants. When he worked out, he couldn't fork out for the $3,835 bill.
I'm sorry, what? What did he order? The whole restaurant?
You've got to wonder, how the hell do you rack that much of a bill up at a restaurant?
Oh, my goodness.
Yaya Iga.
Yaya. Okay,
he's 20. Let's just move on from that. Had just $35 in his pocket when he sat down at the table at the Savoy in London, planning to eat a burger to celebrate his 20th birthday.
Oh, I just wanted a burger. The kid just wanted a burger.
But the money, a gift from his mum, couldn't quite cover the cost of, and here's the trickiest bit, of a $3,128 bottle of 2004 Chateau Mouton Rothschild, which he ordered whilst there. So $3,000 of that plus.
Did he realise?
I don't know that he did.
Did he just ask for some wine and they gave him the $3,000 bottle off the shelf?
That's a pretty gifted waiter that does that. They're hoping for a big tip out of that. Yeah. But that still leaves about $700 for the rest of the meal.
Yeah.
And I try and think about how much I've, you know, managed to rack up in restaurants. $700 for one person on its own is quite a decent meal.
How many burgers did he order?
I don't know.
$20 a burger. What's that?
Yeah. You know what it is? It's you doing the dishes for the rest of the year to square that up.
40 burgers. Hungry man.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Welcome to a new week. What's going on, Nikki?
Well, as the awards season gets underway with the Golden Globes today, news is circulating that Kevin Hart may be returning as host of the Oscars this year after the Academy received a call from Ellen DeGeneres. On Friday's episode of Ellen, Kev revealed he's considering returning as this year's Oscars host. Meanwhile, Ellen called the Academy on his behalf herself to see if she could get him the job back.
I called the Academy today because I really want you to host the Oscars. I think that I was so excited when I heard that they asked you. I thought it was an amazing thing. I knew how important it was and how it was a dream. So I called them. I said, Kevin's on. I have no idea if he wants to come back and host, but what are your thoughts? And they were like, oh my God, we want him to host. We feel like that maybe he misunderstood or it was handled wrong or maybe we said the wrong thing, but we want him to host. Whatever we can do, we would be thrilled. And he should host. Yeah.
Interesting. Not without controversy, quietly.
Ellen also said that Hart has grown and apologised for his homophobic tweets. Hart responded by saying he needs some time to think and will reconsider hosting the 2019 Oscars. So watch this space. Now, apparently, Suits have a grand plan to lure back Meghan Markle to the show for a final appearance as Rachel Zane.
When you say grand plan, do they mean large amounts of money, like excessively large amounts of money?
But this is a good plan, actually. If the Duchess of Sussex says yes, sources claim NBC will pay a multi-million dollar donation to the charity of her choice. Reports are the cameo role would be less than 2 minutes, could be shot in the UK for her convenience, and would have her baby bump written into the script as her character Rachel got married in the final appearance back in April last year. So let's see what happens. If it's for charity, the royals might consider making an exception to their rules.
Never know.
Who knows? Now, Dua Lipa, she shared a snippet of a behind-the-scenes look at a brand-new song she's recorded for the upcoming James Cameron movie, Alita, Battle Angel.
I can't lie, I'm scared to open my eyes, cause what if I find nothing at all? Diamonds, diamonds, breaking down. Instead of maybe diamonds breaking down.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like a cool delay.
I'm into that, I love that.
It's a new life.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Very dramatic. The song's called Swan Song and is due out on January 25. Pizza toppings.
Go.
Pineapple, ham, cheese, bacon, onion.
Oh,
look at that.
Oh, she's already gone over.
That's six. I'm sorry, you can't win if you give one more.
Yeah, no, you're disqualified for giving
too
many.
No. And there are people, to be fair, that would argue that pineapple shouldn't be on a pizza.
Oh.
But that is a whole other argument, I think.
It definitely should be.
Yeah, I don't like pineapple on a pizza.
Oh. And yet it was one of the first ones you threw out there. How does that work?
Because my daughter absolutely loves pineapple on a pizza.
Oh, just adds a little bit of sweetness. You need it.
You can't pick your family, can you? That's the problem.
No.
Right?
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
Okay, if you're on your way to the airport, first off, motorists are warned if you overstay your 5-minute pick up and drop off time limit, it'll soon cost you up to $20.
Wow.
They're
going to
start cracking down. They've got like number plate recognition software that they reckon will be up and running by the end of the month.
Okay.
So park properly.
So make sure you keep doing laps if you're waiting for someone to come
that's
out.
That's right. Fringe World is back next week. Kicks off January 18 through to Feb 17 with comedy and circus and free family
all
entertainment.
The fun stuff.
All that stuff.
Lots of glitter.
There's
you'll be there.
Which is the sign of fine entertainment. There's venues everywhere. The closest I notice is Coburn Gateway.
Okay.
So,
awesome.
Yeah, fringeworld.com.au has got details. And on the back of that viral photo of the toads, the cane toads and the python.
Oh, riding the snake.
Yeah. Mounting the snake, apparently. They're attempting to. Yes. They're a little weirdness. But anyway, that was in Kununurra.
Yeah.
Experts are warning that we, in like the greater metro area, need to start preparing for a cane toad invasion.
Really?
That's what they're saying. Not sure what those preparations look like, but I've just put that out there now. I don't know.
What do we do to stop the cane toads?
I don't know if that means prepare recipes or what, but anyway, I'll leave that up to you. Don't look so concerned. Just start making preparations.
I don't know what to prepare.